Now he says, listen to him, verse 17, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Oh, it was pride then, wasn't it? Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. You see, Solomon, the wisest man, played the fool. And here we have the greatest creature God ever created, perfect in wisdom. That is, he filled it up all you could learn. Now, he didn't know everything, but he played the fool. And the saints can do that today. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Now, God's going to make a spectacle of him someday. Now, God says, verse 19, all that know thee among the people shall be appalled at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Thank God he's going to get rid of him in his universe. And we pray for that day to come. Now you have here, concluding this, a brief prophecy concerning Sidon. God says he's against Sidon, but he doesn't say he'll destroy. He just says there's going to be blood in the streets. And that's what happened. That's a matter of history. It stands over there today, and I've been in Sidon. Well, Sidon, no word about it being destroyed. Did say the enemy would take it. But that city, and you find there that old fortress right out on the rocks at the edge of the water, that's been there from the early days. And that city has stood. It was never destroyed. It's there today, and it's the place where the oil is brought in from the Near East. And it comes by pipeline and put on ship there. Sidon is a thriving port right now, whereas down the coast you have the city of Tyre, the great city. It's destroyed, and there's no city there. It's a fishing village, but there's nothing where old Tyre was. God says it'll never be rebuilt. And I take it that he knows what he's talking about. And after 2,500 years, wouldn't you go along and say that apparently somebody knew what they were talking about? Now we conclude that section because in the darkest moment of the history of these people, you find the light breaking through, and never is it so bright, and he sees a future regathering of Israel. In verse 25 of chapter 28, he'd said, thus saith the Lord God, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the nations. Now, God makes it very clear. He's not through with the nation Israel. One of the reasons that there are so many theologians that get by saying God is through with the nation Israel is because God's people are not acquainted with Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and the minor prophets. The theme song of these prophets was God's not through with the nation Israel. It sounds like a stuck record when you go through these prophecies, and they should be studied because of that fact. It will throw absolutely new light on the Word of God, and it will no longer be a jigsaw puzzle, but everything begins to fall into place.